Hello and welcome to another episode of This Week in Quality. It's Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Happy Twic Day to everybody. I love that folks in the chat are using Happy Twic Day. Thank you for calling that out, Nadja and Judy and Gary. It's good to see a lot of good people joining us live today. And I'm joined today co-hosting with Natalia Bermai. Nat, how you doing? How's your week in quality been?
Hi, Simon. Hi, everyone who is listening to us live, or if you're listening to us in the recording, everyone, hi in the chat. I'm good. I'm great to be back. I was a little bit away due to my new job and like fully diving into it. But yeah, glad to be here today. My week in quality, yes, I had a lot of different activities this week. And I think I had a couple of chats with people as well on Slack and somewhere else in other areas. It's been interesting. A couple of things I worked on. I think I expressed my strong opinion about like a test, which I find there are some things in testing or the way how we work or structure work or whatever kind of sequence of events that happen in our place that are constant, they're not changing. So I think like a test is part of it. And I think with AI, with like coming over, I'm not sure how they're going to improve or disapprove or what's going to happen. But this challenge still exists, right? So no matter where you are. So that I was kind of discovering idea about like a test. The other area that I've worked on, now I work quite a lot in mobile testing as well. It's quite a different area, I think, because of systems and kind of internal mechanics and how things are distributed. So I had to learn a lot. And I've been also asked to do accessibility audit, which I know very little about. So then I will come to community to help me out. Right. So there are some things that is very, very new to me. Although I've been in quality in the industry for a long time, there are too many things to know. That was the second part of it. A third part of it, I'm thinking like how to accelerate my AI learning in a consistent way. We have chapter AI now in MOT. By no means, I'm an expert in that area, but I'm chapter lead. And I guess for the reason that I'd love to get better, how to use it for every day, how to discover beyond what is kind of immediately available to us, maybe like a chat or things that is more accessible, right? And what is behind down there. So have some ideas for chapter I, like learning together, like some courses, like as a learning group. Let's see if Rosie accepts my proposal. Yes, so that's I think been like 4-day week this week we had in the UK due to Easter. A lot of things, but they're all interesting and they're all kind of like a big thing like to focus on. I like those. They're kind of like meaty, good ones. So yeah, that was my 4-day in test and quality this week.
I love it, Nat. Wow, that's super busy. Loads of stuff going on. Oh, it's exciting for the new role and the kind of flaky tests are everywhere. Yeah, it's a reflection on that. I think of the places that I've worked at where it's just a constant theme, right? And it's like, how can we address that collectively and help each other identify, you know, root causes of flaky tests? So maybe that's something we could discuss a little bit, bring people up on to the stage a little bit later and dive into that. I think it's great that you called out that you're going to run an accessibility audit and that you can call on the community to support you with that. I think that's amazing. And isn't it great that as a community, as the Motiverse, that we can do that? Like, you know, we build these connections over time and showing up, and the fact we show up, we can go, oh, you know what, I'm going to do some research within the community, whether it's like asynchronous research where you might be, or folks might be searching for things or looking out for things, or even asking people directly and also setting up calls and all that stuff. I love that we can do that as a community. We can just ask each other for help and, you know, lean on experts on particular topics. That's really cool. And great that the AI chapter is taking shape. I did love your idea of like a learning group. So yeah, folks, do get involved with the theme-based chapters that are popping up here and there across the Motiverse. Head over to the chapters page. You can find a link to it in the footer of ministryoftesting.com. See what local chapters are available. See what theme chapters are popping up. It's all happening. It's all very exciting, and a great way to get stuck in is to participate in all these various chapters that are happening. So yeah, loving it. I can see there's, Nat, we've got the, we spotted before we went live that the audience chat is on fire right now, in a good way. So is there anything in particular in the chat that's happening that we want to call out?
I'm just like scrolling up and down. Yeah, there wouldn't be possibly a day or a week if you don't talk about movies. I think it's one of the fascinating things. So the latest one, All Hail Mary, people saw it. Yeah, because I think it's quite relatable to that. I've seen Buck already on the moon, and I think I didn't read the book and I didn't watch the movie yet, but I'm thinking it's related to some kind of space and other planets, right? So yeah, that was there.
I can certainly add that Project Hail Mary, saw it fairly recently. It's a wonderful film. I can very much recommend it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I was keen to read the book first though, right? So, but let's see, I'm sometimes a little bit like to process it, right? Because I always find books more fascinating than movies. Yeah, not sure whether you spot anything else, Simon, in the chat, but love it. Is full of, as well, kind of informal chats, because we're people who come together every week on the show, and as well we chat on other kind of platforms. And you know, our chats go now beyond testing quality, which like initially brought us in, but because we're already such an amazing group of, I wouldn't even dare to say friends, right? Because, and then we talk about anything. So I think it's kind of a nice expansion of what this community is. And now you talk about hobbies, movies, kids. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And talking of like the conversations, I've been really enjoying what's been happening with the Call for Insights. So for those who are unfamiliar, Call for Insights is an initiative we have running at the moment that we're going to really double down on and continue with. And it's an opportunity for Motiverse professional members to have a conversation, record a conversation, either with a member of Team Motiverse or amongst a couple or a few of professional members, where people explore a topic of interest, they share some thoughts and ideas, and they really, really kind of go deep on a recorded conversation. We as Team Motiverse will then edit that talk or that conversation. We write a piece about it and publish it as an insights article. And there was a great one this week with Sean, Jonathan, and Emily, the three of them discussing, like, you know, how can someone make the most of automating some of their tasks and how they might leverage what AI's capabilities to do that. It was just really cool to have three people join a conversation, support each other. You know, Sean and Emily did a fantastic job of working with Jonathan to kind of explore some of the challenges he was facing, some of his thoughts and ideas. It was like a three-person coaching session. It was wonderful. I really thought it was cool what Emily had to share. She said the following: for me, I definitely think the future of the industry will move towards automated tests being more developer-led, and quality professionals kind of take that more consulting role of how to bake in quality into the processes. I thought that was a great, great statement. So yeah, I encourage folks to do go check out that Call for Insights along with the others. I was very fortunate to record one and publish this week with Helene, who's a regular Twicker. I think that's a term, a regular person at Twic. So Helene, she had some wonderful things to share. about her approach to work and how the world of testing and software development can now support her way of working. And really cool, really cool. We're really loving these Call for Insights conversations. So yeah, I do recommend, if folks haven't seen them, do go check it out. You can head to the collections page, which again is a link in the footer at ministryoftesting.com, and you'll see one of the links is to Call for Insights. So yeah, do go check them out. Other big news, Nat, and to our audience, is the Software Quality Engineering Certificate, aka SQEC, is now fully live. All 9 modules have been published, they've been developed and processed. There is now an exam that's available to be taken. You can receive a certificate on your Motiverse profile if you pass that exam. It's not just about the exam, of course it's not. It's about building your portfolio of evidence as you run through the modules. It is mega and it is awesome. As I can see, scrolling back through the chat, AD Stokes, who has been a huge contributor and curator of said certificate, squeak, 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 all the way. AD saying it's been the highlight of his week. Yeah, we are so glad of that, AD. Yeah, very, very excited that the now is available for everyone to access. So do go check it out. Module 9 is cool. It's like, it's thinking of like your role and the future of your role in the world of quality engineering. So yeah, some really, really curious and interesting takes on things in that final module. So for those who are becoming SQEC qualified, do go check it out. And if you're not familiar with it, I encourage you to do so. There is a link on ministryoftesting.com under certificates. You can find it there. It gives you a synopsis of what the certificate entails. There's tons of great people who have contributed to it, like really incredible professionals sharing tons of knowledge and experience. So it really is a community-built certificate, well worth checking out. As Alexander Romanov shares, wow, Artemis 2 has been launched together with SQEC. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, we partnered up with NASA. Who'd have thought it? Oh, that's brilliant. SQEC also available on the moon. Heck yeah.
Yeah, we're audacious people, right? Like, we aim for space, nothing less, right? Like,
exactly. This is the Motiverse.
Yeah, there's like, we big dream beyond Earth's environment. We go outside. And yes. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So yeah, just calling out some of those highlights. I think also just for some of the contributors. So for example, Stuart Thomas, I saw that he shared on the Slack. He said, it's been a great experience to being part of this. Also enjoying the course and know my team are too. Gary Hawke shared, I still pinch myself being involved in this alongside such heroes of mine. If you said to me that I contribute to an industry certification a year ago, honestly, I can't comprehend it. Thank you all for this opportunity. Oh, that's great. That's great, Gary. And Rahul, superb. But congratulations to everyone who's been part of this and who will take part in it. Yeah, it's great. Honestly, the folks who contributed, they're awesome people. So we're super chuffed that is, you know, out there now for everyone to enjoy. Nat, I see we have Sean waiting patiently off stage to join us. So let's bring Sean up on stage and find out about Sean's week in quality.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sean, welcome. It's good to see you.
Hi, yeah, welcome. Happy to be back after the Good Friday off. And yeah, I had to jump in the queue because I just had really exciting news. Last Friday was a very good Friday for me. So 2 weeks ago, I guess, on Tuesday, my position was eliminated from my company. But then on Thursday, I got a new offer from a new company.
Oh my goodness. What a roller coaster.
It was quite a week to be had, for sure. But honestly, like, huge shout out to Judy Mosley. She was the one that pointed me to that opportunity, and also to the Motiverse. That interview focused very heavily on skills that I was introduced to and explored through the Ministry of Testing community. And really, for me, that's what we're here to do. I think Rosie said it in a call for insights, community is not for us, it's with us, right? The more you contribute, the more you engage, the more you get out yourself. And that's just a testament to that. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Yes, Sean. Ah, so chuffed for you. That is, I mean, Oh my goodness, like I was going to say commiserations, but then the instant like, hey, you've landed your next opportunity. That's fantastic. And kudos to Judy, a fellow Twicker. I'm going to start using that term, by the way, a Twicker, because I think it sounds funny. Hopefully it doesn't mean anything else. I haven't checked that up. But anyway, that's great that Judy was able to kind of point something in your direction as well, Sean. So, oh, wow. So I was literally about to ask the same question that Judy's put on the chat. When do you start if you're able to share that? And what's the plan? What are you thinking?
So my actual live date is the 27th. So I got a couple of weeks off, which I am heavily devoting to Ministry of Testing at the moment, you know, with the call for insights in it and a couple articles under review. Again, just giving back. But yeah, no, it's fun. Unplanned vacation, basically.
Wonderful. That's very cool. That's very cool. And what do you, and only if you're okay to share, but what do you think some of the challenges that you might face when you first join, like, or maybe put another way, what are you excited about and what are you nervous about?
It's always nervous joining a new company because you never know like what the culture is like and what challenges they're particularly facing that is going to not necessarily impede you, but it's going to be challenging to spin up into their culture and who you need to talk to and learning a whole new stack, right? But I am very excited. They were, you know, keen on certain aspects in terms of like leadership, and shift left was all over the job application and a lot of the interview process as well. And I'm like, yes, I would love to help you with more agile stuff and coaching and leadership in that regard. So really excited about that.
That's cool. My mind instantly went to, we've got the continuous quality course, we've got the shift left or shift everywhere collection. Just the way my brain was like, oh, there's so much stuff. And I know your stuff, Sean. If you wanted some other, and this goes to all of our listeners as well, if people want, you know, various different perspectives on all of that stuff, it's all available in the Motiverse, right? And we can keep building on that as well. I think what I often enjoy is when someone like takes a course and they share their learning, like their reflection on a particular thing, like, you know, oh, that's a new thing for me, or that amplifies what I already know, or here's my take on that particular thing. Oh, I'm excited for you, Sean. That's wonderful news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And back contrast from me. That's amazing. I think it's quite a short lead between jobs, which is very cool to hear. It comes through community as well. And right, and that the community helps you to figure out all the skills, because sometimes it's very tricky to know what kind of questions you're going to get in the interview. But the moment you are like spending your days and times in community, some of those questions might pop up, right? And it's like, oh, okay, I remember that someone was talking about this, right? So when you can kind of give your perspective, that's very cool. Yeah, amazing. You're going to have amazing holidays, already have an offer. That's so good, so nice.
That's brutal. And that kind of, I guess, reflecting on getting a sense of whether you'll fit in, or like for anyone joining a new company, that certainly is can be anxiety inducing. It's like, am I going to add to the culture? Will I have to conform? Like, how am I going to make a difference? And the pressure of like, do I need to deliver by day one? All of that stuff. Yeah, but I think, you know, of course, we get a sense of that during the interview process. It's always tricky to know for sure what it's really going to be like. So I think there's that inherent risk in any hiring, you know, for either party, the hiring manager and the candidate. You just kind of got to ride it out and see what happens. But yeah, it's exciting for you, Sean. Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you, everyone. And I think we have another person waiting to take the stage, so I will go on mute.
Okie dokes. Cheers, Sean. Final thought for anyone joining a new company. Off the top of my head, I think there is an onboarding new starter collection available, which has some thoughts around, you know, what you can do in your first 90 days or your first week, that kind of thing. So that's for anyone listening today to check out. Yeah, Nat, should we bring Nadia up on stage?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. Nadia, hello.
Hello.
Are you at home or are you in a store of some kind?
I'm at home most of the time. Why would I be in a store?
I think on a previous episode of This Week in Quality, you were buying a toilet seat, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I was like, that was amazing how you could join and also do what you needed to do and purchase. I mean, that I'm still well impressed by that commitment to joining This Week in Quality. That's my point, Nadja. So thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. First of all, big congrats to Sean. Good job. And enjoy your holiday. I think it's going to be relaxing probably to know that you have some to land up afterwards. And yeah, my week in quality was actually also one celebration after the other. First, I had 313 community stars in the Mudaverse, which is my favorite number. And then I finished not the Squag, but the Stack certificate, so the testing essentials one. And yeah, then was it yesterday or was it Wednesday? I'm already confused. On Wednesday, we had the MOT Berlin chapter meetup in Berlin Prenzlauer Berg, and it was very cool. Maybe you can post a link to the memory that I posted earlier.
What a week, Nadja. This is so cool. Oh, Natalia, go for it. Sorry.
No, I just wanted to congratulate. So it's a lot of things happen. And I saw memories. Very cool. Even like my former colleague joined the Berlin, I think, chapter. So I saw him there. So I actually was marketing and kind of, so yay, I achieved my goal. I brought one more person to the community.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, congrats. And congrats on your stack. Yeah, it's a big achievement that you have all those certificates. There's a lot of information and time and efforts take it. Cool that you stick to it and you got it. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, stack is, it's a commitment, right? It's 18 modules off the top of my head. It's chunky, right? And there's a lot of stuff going on in there. So yeah, I have to
admit I did not finish all the modules. At some point I just took the exam and passed, but I will still consume the content. That's why it's not checked. Everything is not checked yet. Because I will still go through it. But yeah, the exam was already, because I have like basic knowledge already, so it was very easy for me.
That's great. And what do you feel like, what was one of the, if you can think of one key takeaway from STEC, whether it's a particular lesson or module or something someone shared, or even just an overall sense, what would you say to someone who's like considering STEC, or they're like, oh, do I do another certificate, or what, you know, what should I bother? Like what would you say to that person?
I think I have to finish more modules before I can say that.
I get
it. I will come back with an answer at some point.
Wonderful.
I promise.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And if you're okay to share, your number, was it 313 you shared? I did see the moment, but I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, it's 313. That's the license number of Donald Duck.
Ah, there you go.
It's
oh,
the
cool.
License plate number of his car.
That's brilliant. I love it. I'm so glad you got 313 stars. That's wicked. Awesome.
Amazing. I learned something today. Very special.
Yeah.
The Donald Duck place number. Yeah.
And for those who are unfamiliar, who have access to the Motiverse Slack, we do have a dedicated channel for ducks. So
yeah,
if you want to celebrate ducks, that's the place to hang out.
Yeah. They are for celebrating, not for eating.
Indeed. Ducks are for celebrating, not for eating. You heard it here, folks, live on This Week in Quality. I love it. I love it. Brilliant. Talking of Slack channels, we have set up a new Slack channel a little bit before this episode, actually. We got a new channel called Call for Insights. So as I mentioned earlier on, with all the Call for Insights happening, we thought, you know what, we're going to kind of really go for it and encourage people to put themselves forward. That's the channel to join, to kind of raise your hand, or if there are conversations happening elsewhere across the Motiverse, people can link to it in that channel and say, oh, I think this would be a good call for insight, or I'd like to talk about this. Can I set something up? So yeah, do go check out that new channel. It's available for those who have access to the Motiverse Slack. And also go check out the Ducks channel as well. For real. Thanks for joining us, Nadja. Please do stick around. We've got time to get stuck in and have more conversations. Natalia, if I bring up Helene, yes, I see Helene is backstage. Let's do that.
Hello.
Hello, Helene. How are you today? How is your week in quality?
Well, yes, and first of all, but congrats to Sean and Nadja because your week sounds like they have been awesome. That sounds wonderful. As for me, it's not been quite as eventful a week, but it's still been a very good one. Yeah, Simon, like you said, like my call for insights was published yesterday and I'm very happy to see it live because that was an amazing conversation. So happy I got to have it. And also a little personal success for me this week. I've been wanting to get into automated testing for the last year, probably at least, but it's never quite working out. I don't have the time. There's just too much to do to actually focus on it. So kind of out of frustration, I told our developers, like, hey, if you need a rubber ducky to explain your code to, please just come to me and explain it to me. Then I can learn about the code and I can learn to properly read it. And you have someone to just exchange thoughts with. And there have been a couple developers already who took me up on that. And at the same time also asked me to explain to them how I tested their code. So it's been this lovely exchange this week. And I'm so happy that my team was open to my suggestion.
Oh, that's very cool. I love it. It's all of those small, like, kind of small steps, like very simple in a way, just asking if you can sit down with someone or like, yeah, even you said like developers, I'm sure love to explaining code to someone, which I think you understood the whole idea, what developers is passionate about. Well done on that. It's quite hard to find the path, what would be that interesting moment. But congrats. And I think, when you say like out of frustration, I think sometimes if person kind of focus that frustration or any other kind of feeling towards as an energy or something a bit more actionable kind of item, it can work out very well, right? So it's like, yes, I'm doing this finally.
Yes. Right. Yeah, it was definitely a moment of I put it on my goals for last year and I put it again on my goals for this year. And it's never happening because there are too many deadlines, too many things that still need doing. And like posted in a chat, Preeti had a wonderful suggestion for me, which I will definitely be implementing, but I just got to this point of I want to do something. I want to learn somehow. So this seemed like a good in-between method.
Yeah, that's cool. I wonder if you can share like your experience, like if anyone is listening to the show and also either have this item on their list or thinking how to approach. How was it for you? Was it like overwhelming or was it what you expected?
I got a little bit of Java training when I was trained to be a tester, but I mostly do manual testing, so it's kind of long gone. But when the devs were explaining it, was slowly coming back to me and being like, okay, yeah, this method that's doing that, okay, I can sort of follow. And I've also started looking at the merge requests when I'm testing something to just see like, okay, I have a defect here and I'm going to first try to figure out from the code maybe what the issue is before I go to developer. Thus far, that's not really working, but I really hope it will in the future.
Yeah. No, it's a wonderful start. I mean, it's a whole new world, right? So, but well done on making first steps. Very, very exciting, very interesting, awesome.
I think the other thing as well that I find really cool when this happens is for the person who is sharing their knowledge and experience when they're pairing up with someone, it makes them feel good, right? Like they kind of go, oh yeah, I do know my stuff. And the fact that I have am having to explain things and teach someone else or describe things to someone gives them that boost. It really does. So I think it really goes a long way, what you've done, Helene. It's really cool. Yeah. It's really
absolutely
cool.
And like I said, I'm noticing that by doing that, that the developers are also asking me, like, okay, we've now explained what we're doing with code. Can you now show me how you test this? Because the way they're doing like unit tests and is a little bit different from how we test, and they don't always understand how we find certain defects. So it's really become this lovely exchange, and I really, really enjoyed this week.
That's so cool. Also as well, and you talked about this on our call for insights, where it's important to build those relationships with our colleagues, because it makes things easier when we have to deliver bad news, or whether we have to kind of deal with a situation that could be quite tricky or complex. So it feels like there's that happening as well, right? You know, not only the learning exchange, but like the relationship building is part of that process. It's like, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm reading chat as well. And Sean is saying very, as well, like constant thing. We don't have time to do things better. Team's using the square wheel is frustrating thing. Yeah, it is very often. There's many events where people used to do a certain things the way how we do, and it's not always you have time or capacity to challenge and say, like, hang on a second, is there a better way of doing it? And each time I'm asking this question myself, I remember this wonderful blog post from Chris Pratt and the whole kind of idea, right? Like, there must be a better way of doing it, from Winnie the Pooh, and it's just so brilliant, right? And yeah, so it's great. And Alexander is saying, explaining complex topics to other people helps to learn the topic better and deeper. Yeah, it is very true for anyone. It involves retrieval information from your memory. Yeah, I think it's fascinating processes how you learn through teaching other people. There are like everyone learns in a very different way. Someone learns from teaching other people. Someone learns through writing. Someone learns through, I think, listening or watching, right? So it's very cool. Yeah. And Gary had as well a chat with the team this week about coaching devs and beta testing. Things are changing. Yes, Gary, I think that's one of the big part of our role we kind of should be doing if you had more time or more kind of space. And I think teaching each other how to do tester better, or like at the right time, at the right place, it would make things so much easier, right? So yeah, for anyone.
That's really interesting. And I feel connecting that up to the call for insights that Sean was part of earlier this week. Sean made a really good point. I think he said something like AI is an accelerator, but not a great teacher. And that people, you know, he was talking about, you know, should focus on an area of expertise if you're interacting with AI tooling, because you can, you know, question the output and not just kind of blindly go, oh yeah, that looks good. I will just accept the thing that's been put in front of me. So that I feel the differentiator with the community of real humans, such as the Motiverse, is that we can teach each other for real based on our experiences. And, you know, we shouldn't just reach to something like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, etc. for the answers. Like, the answers are available to be found fairly easily within the Motiverse. So yeah, just made me think of that line, Sean. I don't know if you wanted to comment on that a little bit more. So AI is an accelerator, but not a great teacher.
Yeah, happy to do so. The point there is, yeah, you have to question AI output. AI is very much garbage in, garbage out, right? So if you give it garbage questions, garbage context, it's only going to do as good or worse than whatever context you give it. So the better you can analyze its results, the better you can critically think about it, right? The better you're going to be able to take what it gives you and improve upon it and using it as a base. But that requires a certain level of foundational knowledge, right? Like, if you don't know about the page object model and you don't have that implemented, it's going to spit out stuff that's not in accordance with that, and you're going to end up with a bad test architecture, and you just genuinely don't know what you don't know, right? I also have an analogy that ties this back to team learning as well, and the concept of, you know, we don't have time to do things better, that I posted in the chat, which is you have to slow down to speed up, right? I use the analogy of a manual transmission, a stick shift in a car. If you want to go into a higher gear to speed the car up, you have to take your foot off the accelerator and put it on the clutch, right? And you have to put that work in to change the gear. Then you can go back to the accelerator and you're going to go faster, right? But you have to take that moment to slow down and change.
Yeah, I love this analogy. I'm happy that I learned manual as well driving, so I can understand what you're saying, right? Because like if someone went straight to auto, how is this called? It's, yeah, but I think the concept is known. Yeah, absolutely. And it's very hard to kind of deliver the message to either your leadership or anyone about slowing down, because like everyone is very like conscious, like slowing down, it means not great, right? But it's also being able to show or articulate how slowing down can accelerate you, right? It doesn't mean like you sit there and just do nothing, but you aim for acceleration, right? So, and it's hard, it's a tricky one. But it's definitely, I've been there, it's definitely helpful.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Sean, and your reflections, Nat. That's so cool. It's a lot of good stuff in this episode, that's for sure. Just doing a quick time check, folks. We have about 15 or so minutes left to keep chatting. For those who are on the stage, is there anything else you'd like to discuss? And no pressure on that at all. We can get more folks up on stage to jump on in and continue the conversation. If folks want to jump up on stage, maybe you're new to this episode and you're new to This Week in Quality and you've never been up on stage and you're joining us live, we very much welcome you to jump on in, say hi, even if it's like hello and then you disappear. That's all good, right? We want to hear from you. We welcome new folks to the stage as well as folks who have been with This Week in Quality for some time.
There's a question in the chat from Nirupama, I hope I say that right. They are asking if anyone can share helpful study tips for the ISTQB exam. Maybe someone has sought the net.
Yeah, that's a good one, Nadja. Yeah, indeed. Just amplifying what Nadja shared. If you do have experience and you want to jump up on stage and help Nirupama, please do so. Or perhaps if now isn't the right time, then make a note to connect with Nirupama and see what's possible to help them out as they are looking for study tips for taking the ISTQB Agile Tester Foundation exam. Good stuff. And as Sean shares in the chat, come join, jump in. The water's great. And Gary Hawks, do it. You'll feel fantastic afterwards. Helene, it's an amazing time. I love this. Well, as we're waiting for, and there's Nadja shares, we don't bite, of course. What we could do is have a look at some of the moments that have been happening. It was really cool, actually, to see Sunita Kadurvel, apologies if I mispronounce your surname there, Sunita. So Sunita posted a while back on the Slack, just sharing that they felt a little bit overwhelmed. Like there's a lot of things you can do in the Modiverse. Like where do you start? Where do you go? What can you get up to? I was due to chat with Sunita earlier this week, but unfortunately due to illness, I couldn't make it. So my legendary co-working buddy, Deanna Dromi, stepped in and jumped on the call. And it was lovely to see Sunita share a memory just to say thanks. So thank you, Nadja, for sharing that in the chat. Yeah, like team Multiverse are here for people, right? If people are unsure what to do or how to participate, how to get involved, we can jump on a call. We can give you a bit of a tour. Also, we have a bunch of ambassadors who are wonderful people. You can find out who they are on ministryoftestedy.com. Have a look in the footer under the community column and click on ambassadors. You can connect with those people as well as many others in the community who are up for helping and supporting you. If you're unsure where to start, what to do, what to get up to, how to fill up your Motiverse profile, they are there, including ourselves at the team here at Motiverse, to support you. There's many things people can do. I would encourage, we updated it fairly recently, our continuous call for contributions page. So ministryoftestedy.com/contribute. There's a whole list of things that you can do where you can just go for it. So you could create a moment, you can participate in an Ask Motiverse Anything, mark yourself as open to, share a link or a bookmark as a satellite, or join the stage today on Twic. There are other things you can also submit to contribute. There's a whole load of stuff. And we are at a point now where we're aiming to reply to those submissions to contribute within a week. We've set ourselves a little SLA internally, so we will get back to you within a week if you do put yourself forward for something to contribute. So do go check out that page. I will go and do my thing and share it in the chat as well. Those are many ways to contribute, so do consider. Natalia, I see you've unmuted. Please jump on in.
Yeah, I wanted to call out Aedis. 100 glossary terms added this week. Congrats, Aedis.
Yeah, back congrats.
Yeah, back congrats. It's amazing. I want to say this story, not like a story, but very often now I come back to glossaries because in a new job, in a new environment with a very different experience and culture, I find myself that I have to explain many things that I know already. And because people possibly didn't hear or didn't hear in that certain context where we are, I'm coming back to glossaries just to get my words right, so not to be confusing, get it clear and clean. So glossaries is my possibly most hit page for this and last week for all those terms. And it's really, really helpful. I can find easily what I need. There's so many things, and it just gives me that concise and lean definition how I need to articulate in my own context. So thank you, Aedi, and everyone who contributes to glossaries. It's really helpful.
100%. And I'm just looking at our numbers behind the scenes here, which I'm happy to reveal. There are 471 terms in the glossary now. That is staggering. And of which there are 682 definitions. So the cool thing is there's not just one definition per term and that's it. It's like, yep, see you later. This is the only definition for this thing. We actively encourage people to share their definition. So you can look at a term and go, oh, I've got a slightly different take on that, or I think it's actually this. So just add it, right? Go for it. And that's, you know, that's the cool thing about the glossary is people can contribute to it and share their thoughts on it. But yeah, 471 terms, 682 definitions. That's mind-blowing, right? That's something to feel very proud of. And thank you, Aedi, for leading the way with the glossary and really getting stuck in. It's very cool. Very cool indeed.
Yeah. And it's not only kind of like more like reinforcing what you already know, but it's a new thing. Like I open on Q page and I saw this concept which is called quacky. it's interesting, and it's similar to RACI or RACI framework, then I have to pronounce correctly, and gave me idea like, oh, that could be useful in my context when I want to set up a boundaries between what QAs are accountable, responsible for, and what developers can do. And maybe I can use this one to kind of not reinventing the wheel, but it, like using it in my work. So also a cool place to discover new things and say, oh, I can do that. So that's cool.
It's a fun little story behind Quacky and that. She always makes me chuckle. So Suzanne has contributed to the Software Quality Engineering Certificate. It's a couple of really good lessons. And in that process, she was like, oh yeah, you know, let's think about the RACI or RACI RACI framework, you know, how can we, perhaps we could bring that into this lesson. And I was like, what if we could create our own version and start with a Q, and it just sounds like quacky, it just sounds like a duck, which just really made me laugh. And Suzanne was like, right, I'm on it. So she came up with Quacky. I'm like, that's brilliant. So it went from like, oh, this would be fun, to, oh, this is actually a thing. And it works really well in the context of the lesson I can think of that Suzanne put together. It's about influencing stakeholders. It works great. And the fact it's quacky and it's a reference to ducks was just a wonderful thing to come out of that. But yeah, it's in the glossary right now. It looks awesome.
Yeah, that would.
That's cool.
Yeah, lots of things you can discover, Simon, when you do a little bit of exploratory testing on Metaverse, right? So go and check it out.
I feel like, as Rosie Sherry, the CEO and founder of the Metaverse, she shared that we're getting a bit of 20% AI time here internally. Finally, at that point where we want to see what's possible. I'm like, oh, okay, starting to build some apps with Claude to see what's possible. One of them, you know, literally I'll give myself 10 minute constraint. One of the apps I built yesterday was like a prompt for creating a moment. Like, it just gives you a load of questions, like to encourage people to post a moment. So that was fun. I'm also thinking, yeah, there's plenty more little fun things to build. And maybe one of them could be a little app that gives you a little exploratory testing charter to go and explore the Metaverse. So it kind of, yeah, uses the classic Elizabeth Hendrickson explore kind of syntax. And maybe it prompts people to go explore the Metaverse. Maybe there's something in that just for a bit of fun.
Yeah, there's lots of possibilities, I think. And now it's quite powerful that you can prototype yourself and see what it could be, whether it's a good idea or not. And yeah, before you are waiting for someone with those deep skills to do it for us or give us a bit of boost now, we are like, yeah, I find it mind-blowing still. Like, though I'm a long time in technology and can do things myself, but like the way how it instantly happens, not always correctly, we're not talking about correctness, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And I love it. I think I kind of dreaming about sometimes those things, like my next kind of crazy idea, which is not very good, I think, for humanity, is like, if I can just read my thoughts and just extract to the paper, right, like literally from the source of my brain. That's not a good thing idea at all, right? But it's like, yeah, that would be just, you know, projecting my thinking directly into writing. That would be rather than prompting.
But yeah. It's coming soon now, I'm sure.
No, that I don't want to give access to my brain at all.
Do you allow cookies in your head? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. So just calling out some things in the chat before we wrap up today's episode of This Week in Quality. So Sean is sharing with reference to the glossary. 100% anytime I join an organization and they say, we have integration tests. My reply is, show me. What are you calling an integration test? Oh, yeah, good point. I'm not judging, but I need to know your organization's definition. Oh, so true, Sean. And in reference to Gary, who shared earlier, organization to organization, there are different understandings of terms we use every day and we're confident with. That's where the glossary is really powerful. Yeah. And AD, I like taking on-demand courses, even if I'm familiar with the subject, for a couple of reasons. As a refresher to keep knowledge fresh and to learn new things. And there is gold in the on-demand courses. And I always take new things away. I love that. Love that, AD. And as Gary shares the term test plan, we need a test plan, right? What do you want it to say? Very good. Oh, I love it. Right. So just before we finish, yeah, I'll share a few words about membership. But before I do that, Nat, any final thoughts before we sign off for today?
I guess keep learning, and I love what Sean is saying. You're never too experienced to learn the basics. which I think is very true. It, you know, that I'm sometimes in this situation. Come back next Friday, join local chapters, let us know in the community what help you would need or any kind of challenges. Call for contribution and have a great weekend. Have some rest, and with the new efforts and energy, you can rock on Monday and the days after Monday.
Awesome. Thanks so much for co-hosting today, Nat. Really great to do that. And yeah, to everyone who's joined the stage today, it's been wonderful to get to hang out with you. For everyone who's participated in the chat, been loving it. Lots of live chat. And for those who are listening on the podcast, just one final thing for me to share is for those of you considering membership. You know, we're doing things differently at the Motiverse. We are an independent member-supported community helping quality thrive everywhere. If you head over to ministryoftesting.com membership, you can sign up for a professional membership today. The Motiverse is your career companion and has everything you need to grow a quality career in tech. You come for the knowledge and you stay for so much more. Do go check out that membership page. We recently overhauled it this week. Hopefully it gives you everything you need to consider getting yourself a professional membership. Do encourage your employer to support your learning and development growth. Okay, folks, we're going to sign off for today. It's been wonderful to hang out with you. Thank you so much, and we will speak to you all soon. Bye for now.